USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Elizabeth Dole announcing the death of her husband, former Senate Majority Leader and presidential candidate Bob Dole on Sunday. She announced his death, saying he served the United States of America faithfully for 79 years. Dole ran for president three times, facing incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996 at the age of 73. Senator Dole announcing earlier this year that he was being treated for stage 4 lung cancer. Health officials in Missouri and in Georgia confirming their state's first cases of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The variant has now been detected in nearly 20 states. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Retail outlets across the country are increasing security due to a series of flash mob robberies. The attacks have escalated over the past few weeks, with stores in the California Bay Area taking a brunt of the damage, including cannabis stores.
A gang of armed smash-and-grab thieves fired 175 shots and stole $5 million worth of products from 15 cannabis shops in Oakland, California, through November. Alfonso Tucky Blunt, the owner of Blunt and More,
"We're tired of talking. We're tired of paying high insurance rates, extra security, paying for taxes. We're talking about a tax strike, potentially. We're talking about picketing in the mayor's office. We don't know what we can do, but it's time for action. We're tired of talking."
USA Radio's Brad Bernard's reporting. Matchup set for college football playoff action. Fourth seed Cincinnati against number one Alabama. Number three Georgia against number two Michigan. Both matchups on New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the focus on a new variant of the coronavirus now in nearly one-third of U.S. states, health officials saying it is the Delta variant that remains the majority of cases nationwide. Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on CNN's State of the Union.
"Thus far, though it's too early to really make any definitive statements about it, thus far it does not look like there's a great degree of severity to it, but we really got to be careful before we make any determinations that it is less severe or it really doesn't cause any severe illness comparable to Delta. But thus far, the signals are a bit encouraging regarding the severity. But again, you got to hold judgment until we get more experience."
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on ABC's This Week talking about a vaccine for this variant.
"They're already in conversations about streamlining the authorization of this, of an Omicron-specific vaccine, partially because much of the vaccine is actually exactly the same, and really it would just be that mRNA code that would have to change. So those conversations are ongoing. And certainly FDA will move swiftly and CDC will move swiftly right thereafter."
Gas prices at their lowest level in 14 weeks, an average of $3.46 per gallon. Drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying the most. Those in the Houston area paying the least. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.